talk college football today with Brian Jones. Bad Radio will talk it with Joel Klatt from Fox at 2:35 today.
Norm Hitzkus will talk it with Donovan Lewis at 10:50.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
College football?
You bet.
Okay.
You've got that one last bite there, Norm. Why don't you eat it?
I'm going to wait till
couldn't making him eat his suspicious cherry pie.
So Norm
it is so suspicious.
Norm brings in a pie from...
Yeah. And before he has any of it, he's nice enough to put it in here and say, hey, guys, help yourself to some cherry pie.
Uh-huh. And Gordon has never brought us pie before in the morning.
So now all of a sudden, Gordon is so suspicious of this.
It's like 6 o'clock this morning. It's way early. And
he cuts Norm a piece of pie so he can eat it first just in case something happened. And
absolutely.
He cuts him the smallest piece of pie I've ever seen.
Doesn't he know
cut
who he's serving here? Norm's
life.
Not going to.
Like, what do you think, Norm's too?
Well, I didn't want him to die from the poisoning. I just wanted him to get sick.
Gordon's piece of pie that he cut me this morning, cherry pie, had three cherries in it. Three.
I want to take a picture of the smallest piece of pie cut.
Okay.
In the history.
That is pretty small. He didn't even go to the center of the pie. What a ripoff.
What are you doing?
Well, I didn't know that he wanted a big piece.
Ah.
I'll feed him more. But, yeah, I was suspicious of the pie Norm brought in. Because he was really trying to foist it on us, too.
Go ahead. I'll just stand here. You guys eat a piece of that pie.
Rubbing his hands together.
Just go ahead and eat it.
Did everyone eat some of the pie?
Can I just make sure that everyone on the morning shift eats the pie and...
No.
And then I returned to
Gordon scared us.
Norm, where'd you get that pie?
Rumpy's.
You didn't just stop for pie this morning for everyone else.
No.
So it came from somewhere.
No.
When
it had to be a giveaway of some kind.
Who gave you
believe me, there's nothing considerate about
who gave you that pie?
It's floor pie. It's been on the floor somewhere for a while.
So now, in addition to foisting the pie on you,
right.
I'm being accused of foisting a pie I got free on you.
Well, you had the foist
a free
piece.
Pie that you put poison in and then tried to feed it to us.
Thank you, Mike.
There's multiple accusations here.
I think this sounds like an election week statement.
What does that mean?
Okay, where'd the pie come from?
Rumpy's.
Oh, I get that, but who acquired it?
Me.
You went to Rumpy's and bought that pie?
Yeah.
You swear?
I swear. I bought it
suspicious of Norm.
And some sausage rolls.
On what date?
But you did not buy it for us specifically.
No, heavens no. What are you kidding?
See there, told you.
That's getting closer.
You're right. You bought it and then you noticed that it was sugar free and then you didn't want it.
George,
that's a good suspicion.
Am I right?
I'll pass the pie.
Pass the pie
because
back.
You can see it's written kind of small on there.
I'm
sugar free.
I'm going to run this past Bob, Dan, and Jake just in case they
they'll have
pie.
A piece, I bet. All right, what do you guys got?
It's a sugar free
besides college football.
We got a lot of pie.
Yeah.
Ted, I really want you to eat.
Now,
you know what my theory is? Yes, he ate that first piece, but he's spent 2 years building up resistance to the poison that he put in there. So that he could pass this little test that he knew I was going to throw his way.
Oh, he just goes and throws up after he eats
He's fine. It's like Gus from Breaking Bad.
All right.
Didn't Gus build up the resistance to the poison he served the people?
Eventually.
Oh, he has a hot shot that he stabs himself in the heart.
Eventually, arsenic actually tastes very good.
Wow.
Yeah, the mayor serves it to me all the time.
Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you guys have
night out.
I hope you have your best show ever.
Thank you.
I hope you're buoyed by pie talk.
Buoy.
And yes, we will see all of you at Guys Night Out, Twin Peaks Mockingbird Station this evening. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 5:30 here on The Ticket.
You know what cherry pie is a reference to, don't you?